Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Does anyone think it's weird that my 14-year-old son and I still hold hands in public?
Yes, everyone thinks that's weird.
How old is too old to continue to hold mommy and daddy's hand in public? Actually, how old is too old to refer to your parents still as mommy and daddy?
We're not going to keep having the same discussion.
We had to take this segment off the shelf and dust it off this morning for a special edition of Creepy or Cute. 585-252-9800. If you think this is creepy or cute, Clarissa from Henrietta writes in and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I honestly never thought I'd be in this spot, but I need your opinion on something." Okay. "Sometimes while out and about, my son will take my hand and stroll aside, side by side with me. I'm not uncomfortable. He's clearly not uncomfortable, so I never questioned it. Also, no, my son is not on the spectrum or anything. He just likes the attention, I think. My husband mentioned to me that it might be kind of weird and it looks creepy to other people. This completely baffled me because, WTF, my son is at least a whole head taller than me and apparently looks like I'm a little creeper. Then he also said I should look up how it might affect our son's mental / emotional growth. What do you think? I don't want to discourage anything because, personally, I like it. What mother wouldn't appreciate it? And not in a creepy way, but he's my teen boy, and he still loves me, and he's clearly not embarrassed by me."
Yeah, that's the delicate balance, right? Of like, your kids still love and respect you as human beings before they get to their horrid teenage years.
Sure.
And, but how far is too far?
Right.
How much love can we really receive?
She says, "Be honest, is there something weird about this, or is it my husband being a little jealous?" Okay, what do you guys think? Creepy or cute? 585-252-9800. You got a mom and her son. He's 14 years old. He's taller than her. They're holding hands in public. Looks a little off, if you ask me. I'm going with creepy on this one.
Listen.
Breeze?
Listen, it might be an anxiety thing, and I'm going to go, not cute necessarily, but justified. I mean, like, I still hold my mom's hand in public sometimes. It's not weird. I'm 31.
No, of course it's not weird coming from you, right? Nothing you do is weird.
No, not at all.
It's all justified.
100%,
right.
I'm just saying I can put myself in that teen's shoes, essentially. That's what I'm saying.
No, you can't.
I can, because I've been there. I've literally been there.
Yeah, but I mean,
and I actually still am, so I can actually relate more than anybody ever.
I don't think it looks as weird though, Breezy, if you and your mom are holding hands like at the carnival and you're swinging hands back and forth. You know, women do that all the time with each other. But like a mom and her son, he's growing up. I don't know. Does anyone else think this is a little weird?
I guess the only standard that exists is the double standard.
All day long. Sherry says, "I'm honestly a little weirded out by it, so I'm going with creepy on this one. I get loving your kid, but at a certain age, I think they need, the kids need space to grow up a little bit."
That's kind of a messed up thing. She's like, I get loving your kid until a certain age, and then it's time to stop loving them.
No, but at a certain age, you got to give them space. I agree with that.
But if they're not the ones who want space, and then that brings them comfort.
You got to set some boundaries.
Literally just...
Ew, come on, get off me.
I mean, listen, we just talked last week or 2 weeks ago about that kid crawling into bed with his dad or whatever it was.
Yeah, he was 16.
I mean, that's a little strange, and you got to work that out, but... I mean, something as harmless as holding a hand? Come on.
Don't you think this kid is walking down that same line?
Crawls into bed with mom. Mom, move over. You're stealing the covers.
Andrew says, no, creepy. I'm a dad, and I think I'd feel strange if my 16-year-old son held my hand. This might be a sign he's struggling, but then again, wouldn't be the first. Wouldn't be the first time my son's struggling. Jen says, no, I think it's a little creepy, this kid is not your plus one or your date. He's your son. Do you still cut his steak for him too? Let the kid grow up. You still cutting his steak there?
God.
Clarissa?
The steak. I've seen it with my own two eyes. If you cut your son's steak and there's no cutoff, their wife will be doing that in the future.
Oh, interesting.
I've seen it with my own eyes. It gives me the ick.
You mean it makes you uncomfortable?
It makes me sorry, I need to mature my language. It makes me uncomfortable. Yeah, it's wild.
Hey, Clarissa, cut the umbilical cord already. This is honestly creepy. Vicky says, I hope my 9-year-old son still wants to hold my hand when he's 14. This is totally wonderful. Your husband needs a reality check. Let children be children as long as they can. Sounds like a Michael Jackson quote.
This person goes, she should give him a bath while she's in it. Okay. It's just too much. It's too far.
Okay, I think we're going to go with probably creepy on that one too. Right, of course. Jamie says, I'm honestly a little jealous. Sounds like you're a great mom. Don't let anyone make you feel bad. Okay, Jamie's going with cute on this one, too.
But it could also just, like, I don't know. I think I'm just trying to play devil's advocate so hard because it could go so far the other way where you could have a kid who is a monster and truly hates your guts and does nothing but yells at you and hates your existence, and you could breathe the wrong way and they could be...
It could be black and white all day long.
To you.
Right, of course. It could be very black and white.
And that's the majority of teenagers.
But there always has to be... a healthy balance. Right?
Take it while you can, is my opinion.
I mean, you've seen my cousin. That kid's 14 with a full beard.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, right? Would that look weird in public?
He looks like a car salesman.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, for mom, you got to worry about explaining to everyone who this person is. Is this your significant other? No, it's my son. Oh.
Nobody's doing that. Nobody's coming up to her saying, you and your husband are so cute together.
You want to bet?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Steve says, I'm going with creepy on this one. I'm sorry, but I think it's bizarre that your teenage son is still holding your hand in public. Are you preparing him to live in your basement forever? It's a great question, Steve.
I think a conversation just needs to be had. I think you need to sit down with your son and just genuinely ask, why is it that you still want to hold my hand? I have no problem with it whatsoever, but is it a fear thing? Is it anxiety thing? Is it you just genuinely love me? Like,
yeah, what's going through a 14-year-old kid's head? I mean, if you guys are listening right now, if you have a 14-year-old son, you still hold their hand? I genuinely want to know why.
This person says the son is taking the mom's hand. What is she supposed to do? Bat it away? Not creepy at all.
Yeah, I would bat it away. I would totally bat it away.
Breaks all of his fingers. Get away from you, freak.
What are you doing? We're in public.
It's like, Mom.
Tanya says, I get loving your kid, but there's a fine line between affection and smothering. Just let him be his own person. I don't think it's kind of creepy. I don't think it's kind of cute either. I'm in the in-between. Well, you got to pick a side, Tanya.
Which one is it? Pick a side, coward.
You got to pick a side. Which one are you on? If you guys are just tuning in right now, that's the message we got from Clarissa, who says that she wanted to know, is it creepy or cute that her and her 14-year-old son still hold hands in public?
I'm going to say not creepy.
Right.
I'm going to say you do you. This person says, I think Breezy has a good point about the kid having anxiety. Public could be tough for some people or some situations. It's true. I mean, just ask the questions instead of running to two schmucks on the radio. Although we love the content.
Yes, we do. We can't.
I think it's something that you're looking way too far into, and with no help of Moose whatsoever, of him being like, he's going to live in your basement forever. It's fine. Okay. It's fine. It's all going to work itself out. It always does.
Hey, listen, if her husband's concerned and he's the one saying, you know, you're affecting our son's mental, emotional growth, then, you know.
It's not like she's the one taking his hand and be like, hold mommy's hand now.
You don't know that. You don't know if she's initiating it. It's a possibility. They're probably used to it.
She just said.
That's fine, but I'm sure she encourages it once in a while, right?
Not if
that's
you what they're so far off the grid.
I'm just saying, if that's what they're comfortable in doing, it becomes a habit.
You don't know that for certain.
This kid, I'm telling you, he's going to start sleeping with his parents. Mom, dad, can you guys move over? The same way that 16-year-old did the other week on the show. And the dad was like, I don't know. Is this weird? Yeah, it's a little weird, Frank.
You being the big spoon to your son? Yeah, it's a little strange, Richard. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
The big spoon. All right, we're going to wrap this one up this morning. I love Creepy or Cute. I really thank you.
Haven't done it in years.
So much.
Favorite segment. We
I
done
love
it.
This segment. Thank you so much, Clarissa, for the message. A majority of people so far that weighed in, at least, said it was a little creepy. But like Breezy said, go ahead. You do you. But I would have a conversation, an open-ended conversation of why he feels the need to hold your hand when you're in public. If it's an anxiety thing, fine. No problem. At least you know. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98PXY.
Listen, being a dog parent or a cat parent or just a pet parent in general can be expensive. And that's why our friends at Lollipop Farm are helping you out with free resources come tomorrow. Free vaccines for your dogs and cats will be available tomorrow at one of those many pet care events that they're hosting there. And they're also providing several resources as well, like pet food, supplies, educational information, and so much more to those owners. So those vaccines obviously are super important for protecting dogs against rabies and cats against rabies as well. So that will be held tomorrow through Lollipop Farm, but the clinic itself will be held at Glad Tiding Church on Culver Road from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's not an appointment-based thing. It's just first come, first served. If you have any questions, you can ask the staff there. But, I mean, listen, anyone who owns an animal knows it's not a cheap thing to finance at all.
And you know how we've been talking about on the show, I've been wanting, you know, I've gotten the itch to get a dog.
Sure.
Which would be irresponsible on my part.
Correct.
While I discovered the best of both worlds. Lollipop Farm offers a doggy day out.
Mm-hmm.
I can just go and spend a day with a dog. I pick it up from the shelter. We go out. We have the time of our life together. And then I bring it back. I say goodbye forever.
That's great.
And it just offers a person a chance to experience what it's like to have a dog without, you know, the long-term commitment.
If I know anything about you, you're a big tester guy. Big tester
guy. Yeah.
You do this with your little brother. You're going to do this with an animal.
My niece, my nephews.
Maybe you could test out a girlfriend every now and again.
Yeah.
Bring it back at the end of the day.
Yeah. So Lollipop Farm, if you start, doing a women day out, hit me up.
Not us doing a new contest.
Come through.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk to a woman by the name of Elizabeth. She's in a, I don't know if you would consider this a cutthroat business, but when your coworker is allowed to steal from you right under your nose, I would imagine you're going to do everything you possibly can to try and get back what's rightfully yours.
Correct.
And she says the first day on the job was an absolute nightmare because the person that is supposed to be training her stole from her right under her nose.
It's really
we'll get
not
the,
good.
The full story from her coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Man. Hi.
Pretty cutthroat business when your coworker is allowed to steal your tip right from under your nose. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We have Elizabeth on the phone with us who says she needs some advice on what the next steps are for getting this money back that a customer specifically left her. If you are a server, if you work in the restaurant industry, give us a call. 585-252-9800. Hey, good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. So you had a really tough go on your first day, yeah?
My first day.
Also, are you going to continue working at this place after this one thing happened to you? Because I don't know if I could.
Yeah, I'm really questioning it. That's why I'm calling. I just don't know who else to talk to about it, but I want people to know. So thank you so much for, offering for me to come on.
Yeah, no, I found this to be extremely interesting. I'm wondering how many of our listeners this has actually happened to as well. Tell everyone what happened, like you told us in your message.
Okay, so I just started this new job as a waitress. It's my first week, so I'm still doing the training thing, trying to learn everything, trying to, do everything right. It's been, that part is always super stressful, but, I've been giving it my all, trying my best. Uh-huh. And last Thursday, I had my first real table, on my own.
Okay.
And it was great. It was this really sweet family, some of the literally the nicest people I've ever met. And I don't know, we just connected. We just liked each other a lot. And they were joking with me and asking me about my goals and my life. And, at the end, they were like, "You have great energy and we're so proud of you for working so hard." They were so nice.
That's nice of them.
Yeah. And the nicest part is they left me $1,000 tip.
Holy shnikes.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was a mistake. I was trying to grab them and be like, "Are you sure?" And they hugged me on the way out and they were like, "No, we did this on purpose. They wanted to bless someone and that I reminded them of their daughter." It was sweetest.
This is the best first day ever.
I'm trying to think back. I'm trying to think back to my server days. I think the most I ever got was $100, which is still, oh my God.
A lot.
Yes.
I know. Yeah, this was the biggest tip ever I've ever gotten.
What was going through your head besides, did you make a mistake? About all the stuff you're going to do with that money?
Oh, for sure. For sure. At first I was like, no way. I got to get them their money back or make sure I correct this on the receipt. And then when they said it was, on purpose, I was like, oh, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah. You're already making plans. You're investing money everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then I know for certain that when you get an astronomical tip like that, it has to be overrode by a manager because there's, there's
no. Is that right?
Yeah. So over 50% has to be approved so they know that you're not just changing the tip amount.
Exactly. So, yeah. Exactly. So that's why I'm calling because my training manager took the whole tip and said it's because I'm still in training and I'm quote unquote not allowed to accept tips yet.
Oh, come on. He didn't even give you half? Thing. He didn't even split half of it with you?
Yeah, he said it goes to the house. There was no explanation, nothing in writing. He just took it, and I'm humiliated. I feel mad. I don't understand, because I worked my butt off that night, and the customers, they wanted me to have that money. Like, they literally
they gave it
told
to
me.
Yeah, well, hold on. Yeah. Elizabeth, first off, I'll bleep it out. Where is this? Where are you working right now? Where did this take place?
I work at...
That's shameful of them.
Also, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, this is so insane. Because anybody who has worked in the industry knows that your personality carries you through.
Mm-hmm.
And your personality is what gets you tipped. It's what gets you these connections,
right.
Money, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. I mean, it could have been a non-monetary thing, and it could have been like, hey, we want you to come work for us. You never know who you're going to meet in these situations.
That's right.
This is just insane to me.
Be honest with us. Did you go outside and slash your training manager's tires?
I thought about it.
There it is.
I don't know. I mean, you know how when you go to a job interview and they're like, hey, picture this scenario. You are in Wegmans and you find $100 on the ground. What are you going to do with that $100? Every single time they want you to say, turn it in. Of course,
no,
you just tell them what they want to hear. But when they don't share those same morals and values of who they're, you know, interviewing, that's not... Listen, I get there's laws around wages and tips and all that stuff, but like... If you were fully taking over this table as like your first table and your training manager or whoever you were shadowing kind of stepped aside and your personality got you that $1,000 and for them to not even give you a cut,
that's what I'm saying.
Makes me sick to my stomach.
So now what?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just wondering, like, is that even legal? Like, everyone I've talked to at work is just too scared to speak up, and I'm pissed, you know, like I feel robbed. Sure. I feel like I need advice on like, what am I supposed to do at this point? Can I go about getting that money back? Like, how do I go about getting it back? I need some help.
It sucks that even on your first day, you already want to take legal action. That's unfortunate. 585-252-9800. Let's help our girl Elizabeth out here. What is she doing in a situation like this? And does she even have the ability to even fight this, or rules are rules? There's nothing you can do. She made a $1,000 tip. Training manager took the whole thing. If you guys, I know we got a lot of people that are in the service industry or servers or waiters, what have you, please weigh in.
Here's the thing. I mean, you don't want to be a pain in the ass your first minute on the job, but at the same time, if you don't think you're going to stay there, I would make as much noise as possible and figure, I don't know, use your resources. That's just my opinion.
But. I know, not to mention, this place, they don't even have the best cutlet in town, so it's no loss.
I agree.
Okay.
And very angry bartenders, but these things happen.
All right, Elizabeth, we'll get to some messages coming in right now. Thanks so much for your story. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for your help.
All right, no problem.
Bye.
So tough.
That's so tough.
I don't know how true this is. I got a text message coming in right now from Sarah that says, tell Elizabeth to go to the New York State Department of Labor website. That sounds shady and possibly illegal. She deserves to be paid. She can file a complaint. And then what? They go to the training manager? We're having a $1,000 tip.
Right.
Oh, it's at the Barrel of Dolls. We spent it. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Let's take some calls here. We have Karen on the line. Good morning, Karen. You're live.
Hi, I'd be furious if I were that family that gave her that money.
Sure.
Well, that's,
She needs to out the place. She needs to somehow get the family's information and reach out to them and let the family call the restaurant and fight for her.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because we got a text from Kevin coming in that says, I would track down that family on social, not to ask for more money, but to let them know what happened, because I bet they raise hell for her.
Absolutely. They want her to have that money, not some random person that works at the restaurant.
Yeah.
I'd be pocketed the whole...
if I were that parent, that family. Yeah.
Yeah, she worked hard for that $1,000 tip, and the dude came and pocketed it?
That's insane.
See ya.
That was something they connected with her, and they wanted to bless her with it, you know,
right.
Whatever the conversation was.
Right.
They felt like she was struggling, and they wanted to help her.
Yeah, no.
I'd be livid if I were that family.
100%. They robbed her blind. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Karen. Thank you. Let's go over to Lexi. This is why people don't stay in the service industry. She deserved that blessing. I'm so mad for this girl right now. Zoe says, hi, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm a former waitress. This happened to me too. Management pocketed a huge tip I got during my training week. Never saw a dime.
Wow.
Is that the rules? When you're training,
listen,
you can't get tips?
I mean, I don't know if it's the rules like by New York State law, but your training wage is different than your server wage. So obviously you're making significantly more per hour when you're training because you're not technically serving. So there's all these rules and laws, obviously. I think server, unless it's changed, last time I checked, makes like $5 an hour.
Yeah.
Because of the tips that come up to it. So the training is probably 15, 20 maybe. I don't know.
What's the biggest tip you've gotten? $100?
Yeah, I think so.
So when you get a tip, I've never worked in the service industry in a restaurant. You have to take that tip and you have to split it throughout the house.
No, you have to split your overall tips in general. So like I had, like at the end of the night, say I raked in $300 in tips.
Right.
I have to take that $300 and I don't know if it was 4%. So I'd owe like...
You have to give some of it to like the cooks and
so you have to
dishwasher.
Give up like 4% or 2% or whatever it is to cover the hostess, the busters.
Got it.
Things like that.
Hey, good morning, guys. Wait, so she does all the work, earns the tip with her energy, her kindness, and then it just disappears to the house? That's theft. Yeah, there's some pissed off people. Because imagine if you were in her shoes. Especially it's your first day. Now you have just a bad taste in your mouth of what the culture is like at this restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, that's not somewhere I would want to work for. I probably wouldn't go back, honestly.
I know, and you already hate this place.
No, I literally do.
All right, guys, we got to take a quick break.
Now that I know what I know, I will never be back.
But we do have a couple of people who are like, hey, listen, she needs to ask for the policy in writing. If they can't produce it, she has every single right to report them. That came in from JC. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Be right back.
98 PXY.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.